Well, Gus, fantastic to get the result, part of the under-14s here. You know, Phil's done a great job here, politically challenged, mate, but great day for Mudgee Rugby and great day for Central West Rugby.
Yeah, look, we've been working together, Phil and I, for a long while with these boys, and it's really pleasing they put the effort in, and today they did the work that they needed to do on the field and they got the result, so very, very pleased for them and really pleased for the region. It's good to get a win.
Yeah, I think the great satisfaction is just seeing the parents and how happy they are, because they've followed the journey with some of these boys from under sixes all the way through to this process, and it's just to see the happiness in their face.
I think that's a great point. A lot of people don't appreciate how much effort the parents have to put in to have their kids play regional representative footy. There's hours and hours of driving on a Sunday. Sunday's lost. So every part of the victory is, you know, basically underpinned by the support of those parents.
Tough to see some of your boys not pick for country in the 14s, but all part of the deal, I suppose, is to make them work harder and make sure they're in the 15s team. But later on, they get into those big representative sides as well. It's one of those things as a kid you can take as a kick in the guts and let it take, get you down or make you work harder.
No, look, I'm very pleased for the boys that made the side, and I think the side, as they picked it, looked like the strongest side that they could have picked from the boys available. What I will say is representative football is one aspect of rugby, and we've been big with our boys about understanding that footy's not about making rep teams, it's about playing a team game and getting results like we got today. So pleased for the boys that made it, but the boys who didn't make it, they'll keep going.
Also, we've got the small issue of the state champs at home in Orange. That should be a bit of fun to try and make it back-to-back titles as well.
Look, the state champs is another ball game, and we're going to have to sit down and reload. We could learn a lot from this, and we'd like to go out there and show those city boys how we play proper footy out here in the bush.
Well, we look forward to Central North winning that one, but have you found the whole carnival? Of course, the novelty of not playing with Post yesterday, considering we finally had some rain in the country. Wow, it only took, you know, 3 months, but again, the players had to adjust to that, but that's part of the deal in learning the game, but also back here and getting the job done in a pretty close final.
That's one of the great things about country footy. No one really got their nose out of joint about the fact that we weren't necessarily playing on fields with posts. Everyone understood that everyone was in the same situation. And to be honest, if anyone whinged, no one was listening, because the rain was paramount for everybody. So it was a great carnival, and it's a credit to the people that put it on. Central North, we're very pleased to take part, and we hope that one day soon Central West will get the chance to host the same carnival.
Gee, your poor bludgers there at Mudgee, you've been hosting, you know. 2 years ago, you had the Waratahs playing the Brumbies, and you had a NRC game last year, and you had a Chichester game a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure if Mudgee's been short of getting events, but have you seen all of those things in the last couple of years, and how's that helped grow rugby in Mudgee?
As a proud country rugby man and an even prouder Mudgee resident, I'm very happy that those events come to Mudgee, and I think the Central West this year is scheduled to have, I think, 4 Shoot Shield matches, and the more the merrier. And to be brutally honest, I'm agnostic. I don't mind where they're played in the Central West, as long as the boys that came today and all the age groups get the chance to watch those high-quality level games and note that there's pathways that they can look up to.
Great risk, though, for not only the club in Sydney University to come out. They cost themselves a gate and all that sort of thing, but on the way through, you know, there's issues of not playing at home, which is a really big deal. That's a great effort by Sydney University. You're part of the crew there, but still, it's one of those things we want to see from the Inter-Shield teams, because they're happy to take the Billy Carberries and all that sort of stuff, but very, very hesitant to come out and do something in the country at the best of times.
I do think the Shoot Shield now is moving in the right direction. We've had a number of country games in the last couple of years, and I think there's a general level of commitment, certainly by some of the clubs. Eastwood were equally happy to come out and play, and I think you'll see that growing more and more, because I do think the Shoot Shield realises that the Bush is an important power base in terms of supporters. So no, I think we can expect more of that, and I'm certainly, to the extent I can ever encourage them to do it, I will.
Now, what do you do for a trust in Mudgee, and also, of course, fantastic to see that, you know, with these big sort of events coming, it's really more and more important now with this event and with others moving forward, state champs and Orange and the like. We get to see the David Campese's and the Pat McCutcheons get out there and do some mentoring with coaches and players. Sam, it's tough for the current players, I get it, but we're going to talk a little bit about something in a moment, which will be part of that later in the year.
You can't underestimate the effort of people like Pat McCutcheon, Ned Hannigan, Paddy Ryan when he was in Australia. They're passionate about their bush footy, and it was excellent. I mean, Campo's been out west now 3 or 4 times in the last 9 months, I'd say, probably more than that. And that's all out of the goodness of his heart. I am a funny situation. I commute to Sydney for work a couple of days a week. So I live in Mudgee and have the kids there. So we're proud Mudgee residents. But I think the Mudgee community is not short of people to put their hands up, nor is the Central West, to help bring good events, rugby events, to the bush. I'm an accountant, count the bean.
All right, and just have a couple of nights at the palace there at Palm Beach or Pittwater. But finally,